Here's something nobody tells you. Most founders waste months building products, launch them, and get nothing. Crickets. But you can know if people care in 24 hours. No code, one page. You're listening to Ship Something, the Unstock Product Show. Quick frameworks, real fixes, tiny steps that move you forward. Hey, quick thing before we dive in. If you're new here, I should mention, I build kits and worksheets for all the stuff we talk about on this show. Clarity, positioning, scope, launch, all of it. They're called Product Kit OS, and they're basically guided sprints that turn stuck into shipped. Head to productkitos.com if you want to check them out. All right, let's get into it. If you want to test your idea before spending 3 months building, this episode shows you how. One stuck point, one outcome. You'll walk away knowing how to validate demand today instead of someday. Let's talk about validation theater. You know what that is? It's when you think you're validating, but you're really just asking people to lie to you. Here's what happens. You have an idea. You're excited. So you start asking people, would you use a tool that does X? And they say, oh yeah, totally. That sounds great. So you feel validated. You start building. 3 months later, you launch. And those same people, they don't sign up. Why? Because would you use this is, it's a terrible question. It's easy to say yes to a hypothetical. Cost them nothing. What you need is real behavior, not opinions. Real action. And here's the thing. You can get that behavior without building the product. You just need one page. All right, here's the framework. Three steps, 24 hours. Step one, write the problem description, not the solution. Because here's what most people do wrong. They write a page that says, we built this amazing tool that does X, Y, and Z. Nobody cares. That's your solution. They don't care about your solution yet. What they care about is, do you understand my problem? So your page should start like this. If you're a who struggling with problem, you know how painful detail feels. Make it specific. Make it relatable. For example, if you're a freelance designer tired of chasing down late invoices, you know how stressful it is to wonder when you'll actually get paid. See that? No product, just the problem. Described in a way that makes them say, yes, that's me. Step two, offer a conversation, not a product. This is the key. Your call to action isn't buy now or sign up for the beta. It's, I'm working on a solution. Want to talk about it? That's it. No product, no demo, just a conversation. Why does this work? Because if someone will spend 15 minutes talking to you about their problem, that's real interest. Way more signal than, yeah, I'd use that. And here's the bonus. Those conversations, they teach you what the product actually needs to do. So your CTA is simple. I'm building something to solve this. If you want to help shape it, let's talk. Book 15 minutes here. Or even simpler, reply with your email and I'll reach out. Step three, share it with 20 people. Not 1,000, not 100, 20. Why 20? Because it's small enough to do manually. You can DM 20 people, you can post in a community and get 20 views, and 20 is enough to know if you have something. Here's the test. If 5 out of 20 people book a call or reply, you have demand. Build it. If 1 or 2 people respond, you might have something. Have those conversations, learn more, refine the problem. If 0 people respond, you just saved yourself 3 months. Because if you can't get 20 people interested in a conversation, you definitely can't get 200 people interested in a product. Let me show you this in action. Let's say you want to build a tool that helps content creators repurpose blog posts into social threads. Here's what your one-page test looks like. The problem description. If you're a content creator who writes long-form posts, you know how tedious it is to manually break them into Twitter threads. copy, paste, edit for length, adjust tone, add hooks. It takes an hour per post. And if you don't do it, your best writing stays buried in your blog. Nobody sees it. The offer. I'm building a tool that turns blog posts into threads automatically. If you'd use something like this, I'd love to show you a quick demo and get your feedback. Book 15 minutes here. The test. You share that page with 20 content creators. Let's say 6 people book calls. That's 30%. That's real demand. Now you build it, but you build it informed by those 6 conversations. You know exactly what they care about. You know what the product needs to do first, and you already have 6 people ready to test it. Three traps to avoid. Trap 1. Trying to validate with surveys. Surveys are opinions. People lie on surveys. Not on purpose, they just don't know what they actually want. Use behavior. Will you talk to me? Is behavior. Would you use this? Is opinion. Trap 2. Asking friends and family. They love you. They will say yes to everything. Ask strangers. Strangers tell the truth. Trap 3. Building the page but not sharing it. You make the page, you stare at it, you tweak the copy, you never hit send. Just share it. If nobody cares, you learn fast. Iterate and try again. Okay, here's what you ship this weekend. 3 things. 1. Write your problem description. 1 paragraph. Make it specific and relatable. 2. Add a simple CTA. I'm building something to solve this. Want to talk? Book 15 minutes here. Use Calendly, or just reply with your email. 3. Share it with 20 people this week. DM them, post it in a community, email your list if you have one. Just get it in front of 20 people and see who responds. 2 metrics. Metric 1, response rate. How many people out of 20 booked a call or replied? 5 plus responses equals strong demand. Build it. 1 to 2 responses equals weak signal. Have the conversations, learn more, refine. 0 responses equals no demand. Don't build, try a different problem. Metric 2, conversation quality. When you talk to people who responded, are they excited? Do they ask when it's ready? If yes, you have real validation. If no, you have polite interest. If you want a structured worksheet to write your 1-page smoke test, I built the 1-sentence product snap worksheet. It helps you nail the problem description and write a simple CTA. Head to productkitos.com/free. It's free. I'll link it in the show notes. Remember, you don't need permission to test. See you next time.